So hello there everyone. So in this video today you will learn about Google Rich Snippets. So before I talk about the Google Rich Snippets, let's understand what are the Rich Snippets. So Rich Snippets are the term that are used to give a more elaborative description of a content markup, which helps Google to understand the content easily. What I mean here is, so for Google Rich Snippets to explain, I'll give you one scenario. Let's say you know samosa, okay? So you go to the Google and type how to prepare samosa. So the moment you type how to prepare samosa, then you'll get a certain results. Those results are called search snippets. Okay, and out of these results, obviously you'll get several URLs and several website, and in the website some will have the rating also, some will have a small picture of samosa in it, and other metrics like calories and hours or minutes to prepare samosa. Okay, and some results will be only with title, URL and description, but in some of the result it will be like as I said previously, with rating and calories it gives and a small picture of samosa that looks more compelling. Okay, so those kind of results which has a picture or which has all these kind of other informations, these results are called rich snippets result. Those are called rich snippets since they are rich in content. Since other content are very thin, like they don't have any images displayed in the front itself, and other rating and both all these kinds of factors, they are not there. So those are obviously, compared to other which has, these are less rich in content, right? So the other one which has a rich in content are called rich snippets. Hope you are clear about that. And so now let us understand, are rich snippets important for SEO? Well, before I explain you this thing, I'd like to ask you one question. Which result you may click by looking at the picture, looking at the result that you get in the search, in the shop, is a search result. Which result you would click? The result which has a small picture, which has a rating, which has other metrics like energies and time, all these things, or just a simple result which has only a title, a URL and description, which do not have other those kind of results or other parameters, other metrics like small images and all these things? So which one you would click? Obviously you will click that result which has the richer content, which has all the images and a bit of description, like time taken to prepare samosa, calories you get from the samosa, one samosa, and all these things, right? So that's what. So if you get a result, first result and the second result, first result is a rich snippet result and the second result is a normal result, then obviously you'll click on the first result. And the moment you click more onto that result, then it is a signal to the Google that, oh, this content is best suited for this particular query. Since you click more on this type of result, other people also gonna click that particular result with that same query if that result is being rendered. So higher click through rate it attains. So higher click through rate equals to higher ranking. That's how and that's why one aspect that Google Rich Snippet Rich snippets are important for SEO and that tends to have higher ranking. And now another is how to implement rich snippets. Then you need to implement rich snippets, you need to use structured data. For this implementation in WordPress, there are a certain rich snippets generator tools that you can use in your website, and I'll give you link of the description of my particular blog post I have written about this rich snippets in the description below. You can go through it and you can know how to implement structured data in a very easy manner. So hope you liked the video. Do not forget to subscribe and hit the bell icon. Thank you, Raja Khadka, signing off. Bye bye.